We are here with Christine Peterson, president of the Foresight Institute. The question I would like to ask you is, can you summarize your career for us?
I'll take a shot at it. Currently leading the Foresight Institute and being a co-founder of it, Foresight focuses on nanotechnology. We are a nonprofit or educational organization. We just had our 25th anniversary. So for 25 years, we've been out there educating the public, policymakers, bringing scientists together around the topic of nanotechnology. What first intrigued me about the field in its very earliest days, back in the late 70s at MIT, were the environmental aspects of nanotechnology. This field, when it's reached a sufficiently advanced state, should enable us to produce our products with virtually zero chemical pollution. And as a young person, I just found that extremely intriguing, exciting, inspirational, and I still do.
Wonderful. How easy is it to educate the public on these high-tech, very high-tech, futuristic themes?
I'd say we can divide the public into two categories. One segment of the public just basically likes science and technology. They have an understanding that this is how you have economic progress, and that science and technology and their advances are necessary for, you know, the environmental cleanup goals that we all have, not to mention the medical goals. So this segment of the public is very enthusiastic. They may or may not understand the most technical concepts, but they want the information and they'd like to hear about it. The rest of the public is perhaps more vague on science and technology. There's a generally friendly attitude. Perhaps not a very high level of education, not a very high level of understanding, but generally a warm, fuzzy feeling towards science and technology.
And how easy is it to explain the impact of something like nanotechnology on ordinary life, on daily life?
Because nanotechnology is about building our products in better ways, it's not necessarily that difficult to explain to people how their products will be better. They understand that. In some fields, such as computers, they're used to their products being better every single year. This is a concept they really understand at this point. They expect progress in that space. And so basically you explain it by saying, well, the rate of progress we see in computers, let's do that in every other field as well.
Can you give us examples of things that the Foresight Institute has done?
What we do is we try to further this very multidisciplinary field by bringing people together. And that can be people from various scientific and technological disciplines at our technical conferences. It can be bringing the public together with the scientists so that there's better understanding on the part of the public on why they should pay attention to this field. It can mean reaching out to policymakers. For example, I testified before Congress on nanotechnology. So we reach out to any relevant constituency, bring them together, and try to present the information, both the positive and the negative facts about nanotechnology, in ways that they can understand and that they can take action on.
You're working on a conference that is coming up on an ambitious theme. You want to say a few words about it?
Yes, many of our Foresight members are very interested in health issues. They want to extend their lifespan, or what we call your health span, that is being healthier longer. And so one of my side projects is called the Personalized Life Extension Conference Series. We're planning our second conference now in late March here in the Bay Area. So this is basically about what individuals can do themselves today to extend their health spans.
You said you spoke with politicians about this. If they gave you huge funding, what would be the dream project for you, or the dream approach to technological change in general?
We have actually thought about this. What would we do if the decision was made at the societal level to speed this up? And we have a technology roadmap focused on molecular nanotechnology, and the goal would be to take the funding and devote it to the development of atomically precise manufacturing, or what we call APM for short. And so we have a document. It's free online. It's called our roadmap, and people can get it on the homepage of our website.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.